Compass FM, Peter Brown, Dance With Me. I just to think that would have been going off at the Waikati pub there about in the 80s, and I just know that Dave Black would have been into that sort of thing. 12 minutes past nine, Compass FM. Welcome on to Compass, Mayor of the Hiranui, Murray. How are we?
Oh, look, I'm really good, thank you. And that just made me smile. So thank you for that little sideways comment,
yeah,
Kerry.
Look, I just do these things and I don't even know why. Sometimes it just pops on. Oh, morning, Dave. I hope it's all going well. Murray, we always have a chat to you on a Wednesday morning with one or two issues, maybe not issues, but events that are happening in Hiranui. Let's have a wee bit of a chat about the soldiers' block. Now, there is a lot of stories going around, or a lot of news going around about O'Brien Construction winning a contract to restore the historic soldiers' block. Can you tell us a wee bit about what the restoration is going to be?
Look, Kerry, this has been a long-held dream, I guess, of this district to breathe some life back into those historic, beautiful historic buildings, Category 1 historic buildings in Hamer Springs. And one of those buildings is called the Soldiers' Block. Mm. With a lot of determination, I guess, as the council, we have secured some funding, and we've just let the tender to do the earthquake strengthening and the earthquake strengthening, and to bring that soldiers' block back up to a livable, workable space for then the future for that building and what it will be able to offer not only Hamer Springs as a community, but the much wider Hiranui and actually New Zealand history, because that soldiers' block holds a lot of stories around our post-World War I soldiers in their recovery state, and the light and recovery process, and of course then it does have significant drug and alcohol history as well. Yep. And alongside that, the Taha Māori program that was offered. So there's some really strong, important historical features that the Soldiers Block actually holds dear to all of our hearts, really, as far as, there isn't many families that haven't had or haven't got, post-World War I history in their family tree. And so for us to actually breathe some life back into that building and make it looking towards a creative space, it will be an interactive community space, as well as we've been doing some work with Weta Workshop, actually. And that will be stage two of that, to offer an interactive learning opportunity through those three sort of important critical history, yeah, that we have had, that the Soldiers' Block does have. So, it's a very exciting time for us to, turn the first, get that part of the project going.
I think it's called Turning the First Sod.
Correct.
Maybe I'm not right there. But Mary Holloway from the Hanmer Springs Community Board is saying eventually the Soldiers' Block area will be Hanmer's Hagley Park. Now, that's aiming high, and I don't have a problem with that at all, to be honest. Really, really cool. Now, let's move on to another. It was a press release that I noticed that popped out there from the HDC. The Dark Secret of Hanmer Springs. Now, Conical Hill. I don't know much about the Dark Secret of Hanmer Springs. The Mayor of the Hiranui may know something about it. What is it all about?
Well, you learn little snippets, I guess, of our history as we go along. But it is my understanding that the very early formation of Conical Hill, the labour for that was actually prisoners, inmates that actually did a lot of the, I guess, pick and shovel work, really, to get that early formation of the Conical Hill track. So, it's not probably a well-known feature, but it certainly is part of the history of Conical Hill as we know it, and as we enjoy it and love it as well.
I'm just having a quick look at something here. The Hanmer Springs was one of about five tree planting prison camps in New Zealand back in the early parts of the last century. That's actually fantastic. Mm. So, yeah, okay, well, then there's a dark secret, but, hey, look, it's a nice and positive one at the moment. Can you tell us a wee bit about the road safety campaign that's going on in the Hiranui District, Murray?
Yeah, I can actually. I think it's through May and June, there is a regional approach, and that campaign is working with Waka Kotahi or NZTA, the New Zealand Police, and local authorities like our own, and to highlight and target the messaging around, you know, driver safety, but in particular a drink driving campaign. You know, driving under impairment actually poses a huge community risk to not only oneself but actually other road users. So, you know, it was a pilot, I think it was last year, and with the collaboration of the multi-agency approach, it actually works well. And so not only our district is giving out those messages, but all of the region, from Waimate and Waitaki and Mackenzie and up to Kaikoura, we're all giving those same messages to keep ourselves safer and be safe on our roads. Yeah. So it's a good message.
Absolutely good message. Murray, those are the three things that I've got written down. Is there anything else that you've got on your agenda coming up that you'd like to talk about?
Well, there's heaps going on at the moment. We're in day two of our deliberations for our long-term plan. No surprise to our listeners that this is a huge body of work, and we're at day two of those deliberations. And so, you know, that's a fairly intense long day, and a day that we're actually, you know, reaching and stretching our belief of why we do these things to make sure our district is in a better place as each day comes forward. But the other thing you might be interested in, you probably saw it in the media in North Canterbury News last week, and listeners might be interested in the purchase of a 90 hectare bare land block, and this is really about future proofing the Amberley district. It's a critical part of our stormwater plan. Many people will remember the 2008 floods, where a lot of Amberley were exposed to significant flood damage right out to the beach, and securing this parcel of land will help mitigate and manage that. So it will act as a good reservoir for flood protection. So, you know, this is about us as a council being taking a step forward to make sure that our community, our district, is in a better place going forward.
Absolutely.
So, you know, there's some good things going on. I'm really proud.
That story is actually on the front page of last week's North Canterbury News. Wetland bought for $2.25 million and looking into the future, which is what councils should be doing. Murray Black, Mayor of the Hiranui, appreciate your time on the radio this morning, and good luck for today. It's a busy, busy time for the HDC. We'll chat to you again next Wednesday.
Absolutely. Pleasure. Thank you very much, Kerry.
Compass FM.